big or how small,
right,
God will answer it.
Amen. Send it in. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Actually, that still works if you want to use that and write it all out, but we shortened it to make it easier. So prayers at BOHMglobal.com. And we want to hear from you and send in your prayer requests. And also, we want to remind you of the Facebook post Wednesday night at 7:30. It will be on time this week, we hope and pray. And we will be doing that. So check out Facebook this Wednesday night at 7:30. And also go to Beacon of Hope Ministries Facebook page and check out all the ones that we've had. Now it's time for station ID. We'll be right back in 30 seconds. All right. And it's not 30 seconds. It's 10 seconds.
It's more like, yeah, it's more like 10
seconds. How about that? So anyway, got to do that. It's a joy to be on this radio station. They're a blessing. We love the ownership. We love being partners here with them now in our 11th year. Thursday night, PJ, come September, we'll mark the third year for our Thursday night show. Would you talk about that just a minute?
Yes, go yard.
Go yard, which means?
Which is, well, hit a home run.
Right.
It's a baseball term. So, of course, you know, I only know that because you know that.
All right.
but that is you under your pseudonym Mama Mac.
Right.
And Dr. Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a life coaching show.
Yeah.
And it's on Thursday nights starting at 6:06. Runs until 7. And it also is on Saturday and Sunday on StarcomRadioNetwork.com.
Right.
It follows the airing of this show, I believe. Mm-hmm. Both
it times. Does.
So
every week.
You know, in case you miss it on Thursday nights, you do have that chance. Plus, I believe it's podcasted.
Podcast here, like these are. Yes.
Yeah. So
TanTalkNetwork.com.
It's all over the place.
It's all over. And at the end of each month, our webmaster, which he's getting ready to do that for July shows, put them on our web pages. Our website for our ministry is www.bohmglobal.com. Sound familiar? www.bohmglobal.com is our website for this show. For our Thursday night show, it's Go Yard 2014, because that's the year we began. .org. It's a .org, not a .com. So goyard2014.org. A lot of shows on our website for Go Yard, and there are a lot of series, part ones, two, three. Dr. Angel is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. So with my years of counseling and hers, we team up to talk about all kinds of interesting things, and we have a new series that starts this Thursday night. I would tell you the name of it if I knew it. So that's still in the works.
Yeah, but I was just going to add one other thing about Facebook. There, if you go to Facebook, you either need to see the our little Facebook posts. You either need to like Pastor Marsh's page or like the Beacon of Hope page. And what I was going to say was, if you type in Beacon of Hope, look for the lighthouse with the rainbow around it. That's us.
Yeah.
Because there are a few other beacons of hope. But ours is one with the lighthouse and rainbow logo.
And that's on purpose so that people know that everyone is accepted and welcomed and loved. And that's on purpose. It's intentional.
Amen.
Amen. So we're glad you're joining us today for the second half of Living the Good Life. And as we mentioned a moment ago, this will be up on podcast tonight. The show here at TanTalkNetwork.com. If you missed the first hour, you can go catch it on podcast. All you do is open up the website, TanTalkNetwork.com, go to podcasts, go down to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and you can find it there. And that's the same for Go Yard, our Go Yard show. Just go down, open up podcasts, go to Go Yard. So that's kind of how it works, and pretty easy. And it's we've been doing this Wednesday night Bible study for 16 years. And we're getting ready to make a change, aren't we?
Yes, indeed we are. God has called us, I think, out of our comfort zone a little bit. But like the Israelites.
Always does, doesn't
it? Yeah, well, like the Israelites, where that glory cloud moves, we got to go. And this time it apparently has moved to Palm Harbor.
Right. So we've been all over the place, haven't we?
Well, but that's okay.
We started in my living room September 29th of 2001, and we're going back to my living room for a smaller setting.
Yeah.
And a more fellowship-oriented setting on Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. So if that's something you might be interested in, just email me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and we'll give you the details starting September 10th.
Starting September 10th.
A lot of fellowship, a lot of fun, great service.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to it. And your email, by the way, is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com.
Yes.
I got just plain pastor since I was first. How's that? And then you got Pastor Jim.
I got Pastor Jim.
There you go. So at bohmglobal.com. So anyway, what a joy. We're glad you joined us today. We're going to start the second hour here with a great song by Casting Crowns, Thrive, because that's what Jacob begins to do. And so can you. Great song.
Born in weary land where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know you and to make you known, we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just our Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to more than ordinary life.
It's time for us to do more than just survive.
It's time to thrive.
It's time to thrive, PJ. I mean, it really is. And we see that in the life of Jacob. We see it in our own lives right now, what God is doing. Some of us have been going through difficult times for quite a while. And God says, this is the hour. It's upon you for thriving, not just surviving, not just getting by, not just barely having a relationship with God that is like, okay, I need to open my Bible. I haven't for a few months. I really need to do that. No, I love one of these lines. I love that whole song. But I love one of these lines I wrote down. Into your word, we're digging deep to know the Father's heart. Talk to me about that, Nan. Woo, into your word, we're digging deep to know the Father's heart.
In my life when I don't dig deep.
Right.
I mean, there are times that I don't. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm perfect and all that because I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not.
Yeah,
We thought she was, right.
I
wanted to dispel that belief there. But, you know, I mean, the deeper we dig in the Word, the more that we learn about God, you know. And
I like that we're into your Word, we're digging. You know, because so many people may read a sentence or two or go to church once a week or once a month and feel like that's getting the word in them, but that's just nothing.
No, that's just nothing. I mean, that's just nothing.
So
little. You need it throughout the week.
Right.
It should be a daily thing.
Talk to me about digging deep, Nan. Talk to us.
Well, you just gain so much when you dig deep. It's a relationship that you have with God. And, you know, we have relationships with people, spouses, parents, siblings, friends, church members. And the ones not that you dig deep into that type of relationship, but you do. You know, the more time that you spend with
Absolutely.
A particular person in your life, the more you're getting to know them, the more that you're getting to even love them,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right,
a
sure.
wonderful spouse or a wonderful child or whatever, whoever that might be. Well, so much greater is this when we dig deep into mm-hmm. the Word to learn more about the God that we serve and the
Amen.
God who loves us. I mean, He loves me more than anybody in the whole face of the earth, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's pretty powerful to think that the God of the universe loves me, little Nan, more than anybody else in my entire life.
Right. So He loves you as much as He loves the rest of us.
He absolutely does.
But He loves you more than people can. Is that what I hear you
That's
saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, that is too cool, isn't it? And I think that Jacob here has one of these aha moments when he realizes that he could so easily die at the hand of his brother Esau for retribution for all the deceiving and all the stuff that happened. We talked about that a few weeks back. But he has that aha moment, doesn't he, PJ?
Yeah, he does. I mean, it's apparently they did. Well, they probably didn't communicate at all.
Right.
And I mean, Isaac was still alive at this time. But I got a feeling there was just so much estrangement in this family
right.
going on that he just didn't know. He hadn't heard anything from Isaac.
Right.
About how his, you know, brother Esau was feeling toward him. Otherwise, you know, he was kind of in the dark here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had that moment where he got down on his knees before God and said, save me. And then he sets up the, you know, the flocks.
The present.
The present.
The gifts
yeah,
that are going to Esau in gift. Advance of him, right?
Right. And when, I mean, you know, and these are no small gifts either. I mean, given what he was giving away.
I've got written down here from one commentary that his gifts amounted to $24,300 by our standards.
Probably so, because it was goats, female, male goats, ewes, rams, camels, with their colts, cows, bulls, donkeys.
Right.
That's a whole lot of livestock.
Oh my gosh, there's a whole ton of stuff. So he prepares this in verse 13 of Genesis 32. He prepares the present for his brother from his possessions, all this stuff. He puts his servant in charge of this herd. He says, go ahead of me and keep a healthy space between me and each herd. And then he instructs the first one, when my brother Esau comes close and asks, who is your master? Where are you going? Who owns these? You're to say, your servant Jacob, they are a gift to my master Esau. He's on his way. And so to each one, he said the same thing. Tell my brother Esau, I'm on my way, and these are gifts for you, which is so interesting. And I wrote down in my Bible a long time ago at the bottom here of verse 21. So his gifts went before him while he settled down for the night in the camp. And I wrote this, and it's not original with me. It's God's gifts that must show up first, not us. So God gets the glory. So God gets the glory. Talk to me about that, PJ.
I like that. Because that's so true. I mean, I've been in charismatic movement now for over 40 years. So
right.
I pretty much know some of it's, you know, it's good and some of it's abuses that have happened. And that's true. It's so easy when God uses you.
Yeah.
For you to become the center of attention.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
You know.
Oh, look what happened.
Look what happened. Look, God moves so mightily through this one or that one. And that's partially one of the reasons I'm against, people demanding they be called certain things. Pastor or apostle, bishop, whatever. Because that, to me, is putting me in front of God.
Right. A lot of people feel that way. I mean, those are offices in the church, etc.
But I would never demand.
But it's the demanding of it that causes the problem.
And
that
puts the person out ahead of mm-hmm. God's gifts. And the gifts need to move and be preeminent. And the glory needs to go to God.
It's got to. It's got to be.
I mean, read 1 Corinthians 13 to see how messed up that can get if it's abused.
Right.
And that's why, Paul says it's got to be love. And that's why he kind of sandwiches that in between those two chapters on the gifts.
Right.
Because you can look at you can look at the recipient and give the recipient glory instead of the one who gave, the giver.
And this is kind of important here because Jacob does realize that, sends the gifts on ahead before he himself comes, okay? And before he even sees Esau, his gifts went before him in verse 21. And then in verse 22, during the night before he encounters Esau, okay? I find this so interesting because there are so many times in our lives, right before there's a breakthrough in a situation, there is a nighttime. There is a time where it can be made or broken by whether or not we get through the nighttime, we get through the difficult storm, we get through the time of lack, or we get through the time of really choosing to trust God in the midst of what it is we're facing. That nighttime time is really an interesting metaphor for that time when we are just not hearing much from God. We are having to trust. Talk to me, Nan, on this whole concept. That nighttime is a time where so often God really shows up, but we have to go through that time where we're not sure how it's going to turn out. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I mean, well, to be perfectly honest, I don't prefer the nighttime because it's dark.
Oh, why not? Why not?
Well, you don't know. You don't see the answers coming.
I'm teasing you.
I know you are. You don't see the answers coming.
Yes. Yes.
God has promised you the answer, but you don't see them coming. But, it's like during that nighttime, we grow so much in the Lord. And
we
grow so much closer to the Lord. And I've faced some struggles in life and everything. And, they're getting that same study Bible, was able to mark when God moved in those situations and when I was believing him that he was going to do something in the situation. So the nighttime, we need to embrace that time. If everything went perfect all the time and we got all the answers to our prayers immediately, God does answer immediately.
Yes.
Okay, he does do that at times. But many times we go through the nighttime, we come through on the shining on the other side, and we're thankful, And we can then add that to our story.
Yes, it's our story.
To our testimony, yes. And be able to share with people. Well, you know, God saw me through that. Here's what he saw me through. Here was my nighttime. Here was what happened. Here's the scriptures he gave me. Here's what the poems he gave me. Whatever. That's what he does with me many times. He gave me a poem. And to be able to share that with other people, that encourages him. So your nighttime not only is affecting you, but many times it can affect other people to encourage them because you're sharing your nighttime with them.
Amen. Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. I had such an experience this weekend with some family members where I've been going through a hard time lately in an area of my life, and I was able to really share openly and bond with some of my family members in the last few days over this situation, knowing that I seem to be in a nighttime right now, but I know God is there. Weeping may last for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Speak to us, PJ, on that. That's Psalm 30, verse 5 for some of you.
And that's so true. I mean, here it is interesting that it's at night. And the other thing that he does is he sends everybody else across the brook, across the ford. He sends them all there. And nighttime, too, is a time of isolation. It may just be us in this battle. You know, like it was with Jacob. Everybody else he sent on ahead, he stayed behind. You know, he stayed behind and by himself. And that's when we have to wrestle, you know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah, that's when we wrestle with God. And
oftentimes alone.
Yeah.
This is the way it works so often, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, Jesus was alone when he was tempted.
Right.
Jacob here is alone when he was tempted. Job, not so much because he had three kind of worthless friends.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, we go through these struggles alone sometimes.
So often we do. And so often it's something you can't really talk about that much. Right. I mean, I didn't go into detail with some of these family members that I was just mentioning, but enough to let them know I'm aware that this is a struggle I'm going through right now and that God is teaching me some things during this difficult time. And I'm embracing that. And I am looking for a time when I'll come out of this nighttime. And it's like God just opened a door for me to say, it's okay. I'm okay, even though it may not be easy.
Right. And it's not easy.
No.
And one of the things I talked about Wednesday night was even today we have to wrestle with God.
Yes.
You know, like Jacob, we're in that nighttime. It takes wrestling.
First thing, it does.
It takes wrestling in prayer, in praise,
it does.
In confessing the word.
Yes.
Those are the things I talked about.
Right.
Because we're not actually, you know, like Jacob, I believe he physically wrestled with God.
Yeah.
With Jesus in his pre-human form.
Right.
Now I think we wrestle. Like I said, we wrestle in prayer. We wrestle in praise. We wrestle in confessing the word. And that can be just as difficult as wrestling with a real angel.
Oh, totally. I mean, yeah. And so often we don't see the answer yet, but yet we're called upon by God to thank him and praise him for the answer before we see it.
Well, and I think what's so cool is in verse 26, Jacob said, well, you know, the angel says, let me go for day is breaking. But Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me.
That's my prayer right now.
I'm not going to let you go.
Not.
I'm going to keep wrestling you to the ground.
Yes.
Until you bless me.
It is all about our confession. It is all about our attitude during the night season when we're going through a hard time. Some of you out there need to hear this right now. Just because you're going through a hard time in a night season does not mean God has left you. He has not left you. That it was the theme at nursing home today. It's the theme right now. God has not left you. Dear listener, he is right there. You are going through, one of you turn to Psalm 30. That's for somebody out there, please, Pastor Jim. God is allowing you and me to go through a very difficult time right now that I would rather I didn't have to go through, but for some reason, I have to go through this. Talk to us about Psalm 30, PJ.
His anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Night is a time when, yeah, we do feel isolated and alone. We may weep before God, but night is always followed by day. That's the pattern God has set up.
It is. And what are we going to say about this nighttime? I'm going to go through it. I'm going to endure it. I'm going to get to the other side, right?
And you may be weeping through this, but God's going to bring you out. God will bring you out. The dawn is breaking. The man, when Jacob was wrestling, said, the dawn is breaking.
Woo!
And Jacob, and some of us, like, we see the
That'll preach.
I'm getting it already.
I am too. Yeah.
We see the dawn coming up.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And it's like, okay, it's getting light. It's getting light. We may not have received what we need yet, but we can maybe see the answer on its way. That's not the time to stop.
Right. It's the time to praise God.
That's the time to dig even deeper and be like Jacob and say, I don't care. I'm not going to let you go until that blessing gets here.
Woo! You know,
Jacob could have said, you know, I'm out of the night. Dawn is breaking, but I don't have my blessing yet.
Right.
I'm going to keep holding on until I do.
Oh, that's so where I am. And it is our confession. And I just felt impressed just now to play this song. I will rise. Let it bless you. Make a determination right now that you're coming out of your night season. You're moving into all the
There's
blessings of God.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is risen from the dead, and I
Yes. Dear one, the Lord wants you to rise from your situation. No matter how hard it is right this moment, the Lord is saying, rise, look up, and see Him, Jesus, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, working in your behalf. Reach out and take the blessing as Jacob had to do. He said, I'm going to wrestle you till you bless me. That's where I'm at in my situation. Is that where you're at? Because that's where we need to be. Lord, I need your blessing. I want your blessing in my life. And I'm going to wrestle you, Lord. I'm going to rise up and I'm going to take the blessing that you have for me. Because he wants us to want to be blessed. He doesn't want us walking around in condemnation and fear and doubt and anxiety and panic. He wants us to reach up and say, I'm not going to let go of you, God, until you bless me. Bless me, God. Bless me. Bless me. The prayer of Jabez comes to my mind right now from 2 Chronicles, I believe 9:4. We'll verify that where it is. Maybe it's 1 Chronicles, but it is this thing. Five things, the prayer of Jabez. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Second one, and enlarge my territory. Third one, that your hand would be with me. Fourth one, that I would, wait a minute, I just got it messed up. Let me say them again. Oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, deliver me from evil, that your hand would be with me, that I would cause no pain. Those are that. That's the prayer of Jabez. That's our prayer, and that's our prayer for you. It's my prayer for me right now. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. That you would deliver me from evil, that your hand would be with me, then that I would cause no pain. So, Lord, that's our prayer. We don't want to continue on in the situation where some of our listeners are right now. We want you to bless us. We take hold of you right now by faith and your word and your precious promises to us. And we say, Lord, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Keep your hand on us, Lord. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Woo! Talk to us, Pastor Jim. Jacob got aggressive here with God.
Well, he did, and he wouldn't let go. And I made the point on Wednesday that the Latin word for faithful is fides, as in, you know, semper fideles.
Right.
It's fides, and that's where we get one of the oldest names for our pet dog, Fido, comes directly from the Latin for fides, which is faithful. And what that word means is to sink your teeth into something and not let go.
Ooh, I love
that's
that.
That's exactly what Jacob did here. He said, I'm not going to let you go. And then I love the way the angel kind of turns that around and says, so, what's your name? And he says, Jacob.
Which means deceiver.
Which means the deceiver. And the angel says, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. And then Jacob said, well, then tell me your name. And he said, why is it you ask my name? And then it says in Amplified, and he, the angel, declared a blessing of the covenant promises on Jacob there.
Wow.
And at that point, Jacob had that revelation. He said, I've seen God face to face.
I've seen God, because it was God. It was Jesus wrestling with him. An encounter with God produces blessing in our lives. God is not going to have, you're not going to have this huge encounter with God for God to say, okay, now you're out. I'm done with you. It's not going to happen. Right. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, and Jacob wrestled him. He finally got the blessings. And then he realized, it's God. I know that voice. I heard it once before 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And He said, I've seen God face to face, yet my life has not been snatched away. So he named this place Peniel, mm-hmm. which means face of God.
Yeah.
I mean, how awesome. And, you know, you think of other people who had these encounters. Samson's parents.
Right.
Isaiah, Ezekiel.
That's right.
Balaam, even.
Right.
And they either, you know, they reacted like this. Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell among a people of unclean lips. Ezekiel fell flat on his face, as did Balaam.
Right.
So did the Apostle John. You know, you have an encounter with God and something happens. You're right. You come out of it changed. And
yes.
You know, in Jacob's case, he came out of it with a limp.
Right.
You know, sometimes we wrestle with God and we're forever changed. And in Jacob's case, because Jacob had that tendency to deceive, then God gave him that limp just to remind him
right.
of that wrestling match that he was in. And how I think that's a good thing, because mm-hmm. we tend to be forgetful mm-hmm. as people. We have very short memories.
We need reminders.
Yeah. I think in this case it was, well, you know, in Genesis, well, all through, people were setting up altars or setting up stones to remind right. them. When the Israelites crossed the Jordan, when Joshua led them into the promised land, they set up a pillar of stones to remind them.
A reminder.
This is where we came across.
Right.
And God will do that. He will have us set up those reminders. That's why I ask for the praise report.
Yes. Yes.
So that we have those reminders. You know what? We asked for this and God answered. We asked for this and God answered.
And the reminders, and on the top of this chapter, I preached this on our 10th anniversary for Beacon of Hope when we were there in the building on Almerton. And our slogan that year was remembering the goodness of the Lord. We even put it all over the wall, if yes. you remember.
Yes, I remember.
And so often we get so absorbed with our problems and our issues that we forget the goodness of God. We forget the glory of God and what he wants to do in this mess we happen to find ourselves. And it's like we just can't see the forest for the trees. You know, we can't see the reality of the situation and that God is using this to bring us into a greater place of recognizing his face. Mm-hmm. His presence, his glory. You know, Jacob could have, after he got his family moved across the Jordan River, he could have said, I'm just going to lay down here. I'm really tired. But no, he went back to that place and he wrestled with God. Because even though he really didn't know exactly what was about to happen, he knew God had taken care of him all these 20 years. Mm-hmm. So he had a history. And dear one, when you're in your struggle, you're in the middle of it, you got to remember that God has not left you. Again, I got to say, that's what God's been saying all day long. To me personally, through us at Nursing Home, now through us on the radio, talk to us, Nan.
I would just encourage the people who are listening to just reflect back upon those times that God has helped them in struggles.
Yes.
You know, we build upon, our faith is built upon those struggles.
Yeah.
And as we reach a point of really faith in one situation and it comes through, then maybe the next situation is a little bit higher level situation.
Joyce Meyer always says,
New level, new devil,
yeah.
But, you know, that's just so important. We need to be able to reflect back upon those times.
Yes.
And remind ourselves, you know, praise him in the midst of the trial. Mm-hmm. And remind him that, you know, you helped me with this. I know you're going to help me with what I'm going through now.
Absolutely. God always says, argue your case, you know, remind me. Go ahead, PJ. Wow, I love this stuff.
And that's so true. And he struggled all night. And then suddenly the sun came up. He got the blessing, and it was daylight.
Yes.
And he almost gets the impression here, boom, it was daylight. You know, dawn may have been breaking, but all of a sudden he got the blessing and the sun was up.
And doesn't it happen that way so often, those suddenly moments? I'm reminded of Acts chapter 16 when Paul and Silas were in prison getting ready to be killed the next day. And they're sitting there praising God and singing praises. And suddenly.
There was an earthquake.
There was an earthquake. And what happened?
And that was actually one of the examples I used on Wednesday.
Was it? Oh, I love that.
I mean, you know, they were beaten with rods. And which was illegal, actually, in both their cases. But instead of sitting there and moping and complaining and shaking the jail bars and saying, let me out of here, I'm innocent. They were just there. They were having revival.
Woo!
They were wrestling in praise and, you know, prayer to God. And all of a sudden an earthquake hit. And the really weird thing is, not like the walls and the ceilings caved in, but the earthquake shook all the doors open.
Right.
All the jail cells
broke the
popped
locks.
Open.
All the locks.
Yeah. And
love it.
I think, and it's, you know, this just came to me. The prisoners didn't even try to escape. I think they were so dumbfounded by this answer to prayer because it says the prisoners were listening to them singing.
Yeah.
The jailer came in and figured everybody'd be gone. And Paul said, we're all here. We're all here. And I think they were just so astounded by what had happened. None of the other prisoners tried to run away. And who knows? I mean, it's not recorded in scripture, but I'd lay odds. At least some of those prisoners got saved too.
Absolutely. And in so many times in our night seasons, when it feels like we're going down for the count, I'm reminded of Psalm 3 when David was fleeing from his life for his life from his own son, Absalom. And he says in Psalm 3, you're my glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. Let this song minister to you by Terry McCallum.
Tonight. Let's celebrate his goodness.
is God. Woo! That's for somebody out there. That CD was mislabeled, but this song is for somebody. It's for me. Go ahead, Nan.
You know, it is such a moving song. And I just, within myself, I'm feeling people's pain. I'm feeling their distraughtness. They don't know what they're going to do. I just feel it. I could just sense it within. God was ministering so much to me through that song. And I want to encourage the people who are listening. He is there for them.
Praise God.
He will help them through their night times.
Amen.
He loves them. Listener, I speak to you directly. He loves you so much. And he gave his only son for you.
Amen.
And you know, you may be facing difficulties and you don't know what you're going to do and you don't know how it's going to end. Trust God. Look to him. Praise his name in the midst of the storm. I know what that's like. I've had storms in my life where I just praised him through it, and he helped me through it.
Amen.
Pray to him and ask his guidance, begin to praise his name. And he moves so mightily when you praise his name. He loves to hear that. And I just want to encourage the people, the listeners, to begin to do that if they're not already
Amen.
Doing it. Just praise his name. He will see them through those night times.
Amen.
They will come out as a brand new day. The dawn of a brand new day will come out in their lives.
Yes.
I just felt I needed to share that. Because I could just sense with myself just people's pain and people's
Amen.
Sadness. People who don't want to live anymore. I speak to those people in the name of Jesus right now.
Amen.
Your life is valuable. You may not feel that way, but God, the mighty God of the universe, loves you. That's enough. That's enough.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take it. Receive it.
My portion, deliver myself, strong tower, my bed.
A very present help in time of need. And we need you, mighty God. We agree with all that has been spoken this day, Lord, and we just reach out to you on behalf of our listeners. Let this be a moment in time where they reach up and take the blessings that you have for them. Pastor Jim.
There's just so much that God can do. We can look around and look at our circumstances, look at the way the world is, and it's easy to forget that God's in control. But I mean, as we worship him,
yes.
As we praise him, as we pray, as we believe, we'll have that encounter and we'll walk away. We may walk away with a limp, but we're going to walk away with a blessing.
Amen.
And, you know, that limp is that lesson, whatever lesson God wants us to learn. I believe that. And we just have to persevere.
Yeah, we have to persevere.
We have to.
Don't give up.
Yeah, we can't give up. I mean, Jacob said, I'm not letting you go.
That's what we have to do.
And, you know, just it, what Nan said, I mean, sometimes it looks like giving up is the easiest way to go. And it's not. Because that's not going to solve the problem. God will solve the problem.
Amen.
God is the great problem solver.
Amen.
So don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give in to the lies. Give in to the Word. Yeah. Give in to the Holy Spirit. If you're going to give in to anything,
again.
Yeah, dig into the Word. Dig and just get move into the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because that's the way out.
Mm.
That's the way out of whatever the situation is. And it may not happen overnight, but it will happen.
It will.
Amen.
Even though I walk through
the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
I will fear no evil.
For you are with me, your rod of protection, your
yes.
staff of teaching, comfort
yes.
me.
Yes. Restore my soul. You anoint my head with oil.
In the presence of my enemy.
Right.
That's one
that's
thing.
It. Yes.
God, even in the presence of your enemies, mm-hmm. God will give you that abundance.
Yeah.
And your enemies will be astounded.
Right.
You know, those who have been harassing you, whether physically or spiritually, because it's both, they'll just, God's going to anoint your head with oil and they're just going to be amazed.
Mm.
You know, those people are just going to be amazed.
Yes.
At what God has done.
Right.
I mean, we used to sing that song, Look What the Lord Has Done.
Yeah, I was thinking of that song just then. And so we stand in amazement, mighty God. And we thank you and praise you from the bottom of our hearts for this time that we've been allowed on the air worldwide to share your vision, your truth, and to plant some seeds where people will desire to come out of their circumstances and reach up and accept the blessing that you have for them.
Amen.
Lord, we just pray for every listener that listens today or in the future, Lord, that you would anoint their ears to hear and their heart to receive and their eyes to open to your truth and your great love for them. This we pray in Jesus' name. Final thought, Nan, before we get out of here.
An eight-line poem.
Yeah,
it's real
poem.
Short. I said that so it was short. It's something he gave me earlier, and I want this to be my final words. Praise me in the current situation that you're in. You will see the issues suddenly before you end. I will bless you in all the things that you face. You will make it by my wonderful grace. You'll be okay. Rely upon me. Of your difficulties, you'll be set free. So look to me in the night season you're in. You will make it by my loving hands.
I need you to send that to me. That's right on. Thank you, God, for speaking that. Thank you, Nan Watson, for being a part of this show today.
No problem.
What a blessing you are. PJ.
Wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just.
Mm-hmm. Get on into it.
Get on in.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like Jacob. Just. Know your limitations, cry out to Jesus, and wrestle till you get that blessing.
Praise God. I received that. I'm going to do it more than I've been doing it, and I've been doing it a lot. But I really feel like this show today has spoken to my heart, as they all do. But this was a turning point in my life today, and I hope it is for you. We'd love to hear from you. You can get a hold of me personally. I'm easy to find. Pastor at BOHMGlobal.com. You can get a hold of Pastor Jim at PastorJim@BOHMGlobal.com. Our prayer line is prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. And, you know, it's not far to Jesus, and that's our ending song every week. We love what God does in that song week after week because it's not far to Jesus, dear one. It doesn't matter how far it seems for you. It's not, right, PJ? It's right. He's right there.
Yeah, well, he's not a God that's far away.
Right.
He's a God that's near.
Yes. Amen. Amen. He's right here, ready and willing to help you in your situation.
Amen.
So get a hold of us. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. Listen to our Thursday night show at 6:06 on this station, 6:06 p.m. Go Yard. And catch us next week right here at 3 o'clock. We're going to be live sitting right here in these chairs. And we're going to be bringing you the Word of God as we always do. God bless you. Ah, it's been great. What a wonderful time. Wow. Nan, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, my wonderful associate pastor, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries, Clearwater, Florida. Check out our Facebook post this Wednesday night at 7:30 on Facebook on my page, and then we'll put it on Beacon of Hope Ministries right away. Have a great week. It's not far to Jesus. See you next week. God bless you.
It's not far.